The Israel and US attacks on Iran has resulted in a lot of focus on the Strait of Hormuz, the oil transport artery for around a quarter of the world's supply. In Brussels this morning, the EU's High Representative on Foreign Affairs, Kaya Kallas, warned that if Iran closed the strait, it would be a dangerous outcome and not good for anybody.
So ministers are very much focused on the diplomatic solution and also the concerns of retaliation and this war escalating are huge, especially closing of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran is something that it would be extremely dangerous and not good for anybody.
To find out more about this, we're joined by Paul Dean from University College Cork. Paul, can you tell us precisely where the Strait of Hormuz is located and its strategic importance?
Yes, Paul, looking, I think the eyes of the world are nervously watching the Strait of Hormuz today. The strait is located just in southern Iran, and just to the north of Oman, and it's only about 50 to 60 miles wide, Paul, but even though it's small in geographical size, it's absolutely enormous in its economic consequences and particularly significance for global energy markets and global oil markets. And that's because roughly around one-fifth or one in every five barrels of oil that the world needs every day has to flow out through the strait. Now, what makes the Strait of Hormuz, I suppose, so different to other kind of choke points or other oil corridors around the world is that there's no other meaningful alternative to reroute oil through the strait. So in the past, for example, there has been potential risks to oil interruption, let's say, off the coast of Yemen by Houthi rebels. There was an option there to reroute those oil carriers around the Cape of Africa. That added time and it added expense. But unfortunately for the strait, the oil, all the oil that is behind the strait has to come through it. So there's no alternative. And the last thing, Paul, I suppose, that makes it really significant as well is that all of the world's spare oil capacity has to come out through the strait as well. So we would have seen the benefit of this to oil markets, for example, during the Russian conflict when Russia invaded Ukraine. Oil markets spiked, but global producers, for example, such as Saudi Arabia, such as Kuwait, Oman, they were able to increase their production, and that actually added, I suppose, that added a certain amount of supply to the market, and that acted as a shock absorber. Unfortunately, those two options aren't available at the moment, so there is no alternative to rerouting the oil, and the spare capacity that the world might need in terms of a disruption lies behind the strait itself.
But if that's the strategic importance, can you tell us what happens to the global economy if the strait is closed by Iran as a response to the Israeli-US bombing?
So Iran, even if the strait doesn't close, the threat of it closing is enough to already increase oil prices around the world. So what we're seeing over the weekend, yesterday and coming in this morning, where oil prices rallied up to around $80 a barrel, they've fallen back now a little bit. But essentially what happens, Paul, is that when oil prices go up, the price of a lot of commodities, because energy is such a core input to a lot of commodities, will tend to follow sooner or later. For us here in Ireland, it's of particular relevance because all of the petrol and diesel and home heating oil that we use here in Ireland, it's all imported. It comes from other countries, even though it doesn't necessarily come from places like Saudi Arabia or within the strait itself, because we're buying all this stuff from a global supermarket. When the price goes up one place, it tends to go up everywhere else. So what we'd expect to see, Paul, is that is probably a spike in prices, certainly over the coming days. If the conflict escalates and if it's prolonged, we would certainly expect to see continued upward pressure on prices. And unfortunately, when the price of oil goes up, it tends sooner or later to feed into wider commodities around the world.
Just one last question, Paul. We're hearing from some analysts that they don't think Iran will act against the strait on the basis that it would imperil the Chinese economy, and China is a very loyal supporter to Iran.
Yeah, this is correct. So Iran do export about 2 million barrels of oil out through the strait itself. So the likelihood of complete closure is probably very low. But whether Iran decides to do some strategic disruption of oil supply is probably enough. And even at the moment, while the strait is completely open, there hasn't been any reported incidents yet. But the threat of action itself is enough in and of itself to already cause a geopolitical premium and increased prices already.
Thanks so much for talking to us. That was Paul Dean from the University of College Cork.